Welcome to Elementia Materiales third quarter 2021 conference call. Now all lines have been placed in a listen-only mode to prevent any background noise. Following the management's remarks, the call will be open for a Q&A session and instructions will be provided at that time. I will now turn the call over to Iris Fernandez, Elementia Materiales Head of Treasury and Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Good morning and welcome everyone. We very much appreciate your participation. During this call, we will be discussing Elementia Materiales performance as per the press release issued yesterday, which is available on the company's investor relations website. It is important to point out that the presentation is ready to accompany management's remarks. We hope you find this feature useful. All figures discussed today are unaudited and expressed in Mexican pesos, unless otherwise stated, and all comparisons are related to the last year's corresponding period. Let me remind you that forward-looking statements might be made over this presentation. These are based on information currently available that is subject to changes due to a variety of factors. Please refer to our disclaimer in the presentation for guidance. Let me remind you that this call is pursued for investors and analysts only. Joining us today are Mr. Jaime Rochefort, our Chief Executive Officer, and Ms. Maria de Lourdes Barajas, our Chief Financial Officer. Jaime will comment on the highlights for the period, overall progress in the business plan execution, and will shed some light on the company's and segment's outlooks towards year-end. Lourdes will discuss on our financial performance in more detail, and then both will be glad to address your questions. With that, I will turn the call over to Jaime.
Thank you, Iris. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to be here with you in the first earnings conference call of Elementia Materiales. Now, let me jump into this quarter main takeaways. Next slide, please. Before I begin my analysis, it is important to recall that all figures discussed correspond to pro forma financial statements based on considerations deriving from Elementia's former building system and metals business units. Starting with the balance sheet, net debt increased 51% year-over-year as a result of the combined effect of higher debt and lower cash and equivalent balance. Variations that are explained by the spin-off process, since most previous investments were directed to Fortaleza. Only 30% of the former combined entities debt was allocated to Materiales. Consequently, our debt leverage ratio grew, and the coverage ratio stood at 1.68 times. In this sense, we anticipate these metrics to normalize as soon as next quarter, supported by further improvements on our EBITDA and cash flow generation. On the P&L front, consolidated revenues for the 9 months grew double digits, roughly by 30%, reaching 14.7 billion pesos, following a higher volume in all three segments amid vibrant market dynamics, coupled with enhanced pricing, primarily in the metals unit. Along the same lines, our renewed focus on products of higher added value and finding energy cost efficiencies led to a 5.5 percentage points improvement in the gross margin. This result, together with successful initiatives to generate savings in SG&A that started since 2020, the year-to-date EBITDA grew by more than 100% on an annual basis, while the EBITDA margin improved considerably by 9.1 percentage points. All in all, we have been able to improve profitability, going from a net loss of 559 million pesos to, over the first 9 months of 2020, to an accumulated net income of 663 million pesos so far this year. Moving to the comments by business units, in metals, our revamped pricing model continues to deliver solid results by leveraging on strong copper prices and the efficient management of costs and expenses, which was clearly reflected on the accumulated operating income and EBITDA that reached its highest level over the past 3 years, hand in hand with expansion of the customer base and volume. With regard to Building Systems US, the full establishment of our operating capacity, together with our customer-focused approach, has enabled us to expand the sales volumes. Furthermore, the consolidation of a better price mix and comprehensive restructure costs and expenses have paved the way for to increase profitability. Switching from a negative year to date EBITDA as of September 2020 to a positive EBITDA of 314 million pesos with a margin of 9%. Meanwhile, in Building Systems LATAM, we tapped on the gradual but steady recovery of demand, drawing from a strong focus on profitable products and working capital efficiencies, as we continue to direct efforts on the empowerment of each country's local management teams. These combined efforts have allowed us to crystallize further enhancements in the profitability metrics, highlighting the turnaround of the accumulated operating income that recovered from an operating loss in 2020 to a 377 million pesos operating gain this quarter. And under this context, we expect fourth quarter results to consolidate the solid performance recorded so far in 2021 to remain in the right track. Moving on by business unit, we can see that the results obtained so far are aligned to the objectives set forth on our profitability metrics. Regarding our outlooks towards the end, we are confident that the results obtained this quarter will allow us to consolidate the positive trend recorded through 2021. And for the next month, we still foresee attractive dynamics both in LATAM and in the United States. Although, we will continue to be cautious on the estimates for 2022, given the remaining challenges ahead. For this reason, over the next periods, we will be making a strategic investment that will allow us to foster over the medium term the performance of the company. Likewise, we will continue to monitor the opportunities that help create shareholders' value in the long term. In this sense, we believe that the solid cash flow generation provided by our operations, coupled with our strong financial position, will allow us to thoroughly execute our strategic investment plan. For metals, we will continue to capitalize on the resilient demand fundamentals by focusing on delivering differentiated solutions for the construction sector, while also offering energy-efficient products for the other industries we serve. For this purpose, we plan to invest approximately $11 million before the end of next year. Additionally, we will compensate for rising copper and energy costs with adequate pricing actions. On the other hand, the residential construction sector in the U.S. continues to regain momentum, saying that it will be supported by a three-year capacity expansion to triple our fiber cement U.S. business with a $120 million expansion plan. Here, it is important to note that our strategic view gears toward a wider capacity of our plants in the United States, Mexico, Colombia, and Honduras, with the aim of capitalizing on the forecasted incremental demand projected in the U.S. And before concluding, let me state that we will remain allocating part of our resources to the development of ESG-focused construction solutions while strengthening our ESG practices. In this sense, it's important to remember that Elemente Materiales is already focused on utilizing a high percentage of recycled materials and achieving zero solid waste generation. With this, I conclude my remarks, so let me hand the call over to Lourdes to review our quarterly financial performance.
Thank you, Jaime, and good morning, everyone. I am pleased to share the results of Elementia Materiales for the third quarter 2021 and highlights of the period. Before I begin, it is important to mention that on September the 1st, the spin-off of Elementia and the incorporation of Elementia Materiales were completed. The figures about to discuss were prepared based on business considerations that resulted from the spin-off of the building systems and metal units, now Elementia Materiales, from Elementia, whose name was changed to Fortaleza Materiales. Therefore, for comparability purposes, unaudited pro forma figures are used. Consolidated net sales amounted to 5.2 billion pesos in the third quarter 2021, representing annual and sequential growth rate of 26% and 7% respectively, mainly following the recovery in the demand of the United States, both in metals and building systems, as well as the effective implementation of the pricing strategy. Accumulated net sales total 14.4 billion pesos, a 29% annual growth as a result of the sustainable strategy of upwardly adjust prices of products from profitable portfolios. Despite the cost surge in core raw materials, gross profit closed the third quarter posting a 43% annual growth, favored by an incremental pricing to financial customers that offset higher production cost. Year-to-date, gross profit surged 80% on an annual basis, driven by a strategy centered on profitability and efficiencies reached on manufacturing. As of the end of the third quarter 2021, accumulated operating income stood at 1 billion pesos, exceeding over 280% the negative figures recorded on the previous year. Consolidated EBITDA for the third quarter amounted to 597 million pesos, which represents a 164% growth rate compared to the same period last year. This increase is primarily explained by a higher sales volume, synergies consolidated in the building system business, and the improved performance in metals and building systems US. All in all, EBITDA margin for the third quarter climbed 590 basis points year over year to 11%. Year-to-date EBITDA soared 701% annually to reach 1.6 billion pesos. EBITDA margin was 11%, 910 basis points higher in an annual basis. Quarterly consolidated net income totaled 257 million pesos and accumulated net income amounted to 663 million pesos, representing annual growth rates of 1,453% and 219% respectively. This steady growth trend attests the success attained in the implementation of the profitability focus strategy and operating efficiencies that is oriented to improve the operating performance across our different businesses units. In the following slide, you can observe the breakdown of the EBITDA growth across the different segments. We can conclude that our solid and sustainable strategy oriented to most profitable products combined with a solid raw operating discipline allow us to offset the effect of the incremental raw material prices and thus boost the EBITDA growth by 164% in an annual basis. Moving to the performance of each business unit, starting with metals. For the third quarter, metals post a 45% increase in net sales when compared to the same period last year. Accumulated net revenue amounted to 7.4 billion pesos, 39% above that recorded in the same period 2020. The result shows the continuation of the positive trend achieved in the sales volume, increased copper prices, and their for our products. The third quarter 2021 operating income closed 209% above than that of third quarter 2020, amounting to 143 million pesos, way higher than the 46 million pesos recorded in the same period last year. Quarterly EBITDA stood at 219 million pesos, 91% more than that of the third quarter 2020, with an 8% margin, which also exceeded the 6% margin recorded last year. Certainly, these quarterly results were significantly shaped by the increase of 14% and 27% in the sales volumes and prices. It is worth noting that year-to-date, volume went up 10% and the price by 26% when compared to the same period last year. Regarding Building Systems US, net sales in Building Systems United States were up 24% during the third quarter in a year-over-year basis, mainly due to the greater sales volume and better pricing achieved, which were partially offset by incremental costs in raw material. All in all, the result is positive and show a substantial recovery versus the third quarter 2020, achieving growth rates of 202% in the operating income and 989% in EBITDA. EBITDA margin surged 1,010 basis points to stand at a 9% rate, backed by the attained reduction in cost that in turn was driven by the generation of operating efficiencies. Particularly in the United States, we have observed a window of opportunity for the demand, which has led us to expand our quarterly sales volume and pricing by 12% and 10% respectively, while reaching annual growth rates of 8% and 4% in a year-to-date basis. In Latin America, accumulated total revenue recorded a 31% annual growth at the back of the strong demand in Central America, which propelled a higher sales volume during the quarter, allowing us to offset the heavy cost of raw materials that we have been facing. Operating income as of the end of the third quarter was 30% more in an annual basis, as we have clearly overcome the low utilization ratios recorded at our plants in past periods, taking our facilities to a steady optimization of productive processes under a swift operation framework. Quarterly EBITDA closed at 201 million pesos, 9% above than that of the same period last year. Accumulated EBITDA surged 270% in a year-over-year basis. All the aforementioned heavily favored the sales volume, as we reported annual growth rates of 13% of the third quarter and 35% year-to-date. About the cash flow before capex was 472 million pesos, stood for 29% of the accumulated EBITDA as of the end of the third quarter 2021. Although greater working capital were deployed, given the high prices of raw materials and some minor investments to enhance productive processes, all business units contributed to generate positive operating cash flows. The cash and cash equivalents balance decreased 39% when compared to year-end 2020, mainly due to the use of cash surpluses for debt prepayments in January and April. Likewise, a 22% higher deployment in working capital was recorded, mainly following to the escalation of raw materials costs that has impacted production processes. About the debt, gross debt as of the end of the third quarter amounted to 4.1 billion pesos, given the debt split that followed the spin-off. Prior to the completion of the spin-off, we were able to pay in advance Elementia's debt, now Fortaleza Materiales, to deleverage the company and achieve healthy leverage levels for both companies, noting that Elementia Materiales keep 29% of the formerly total debt. At the end of the quarter, the leverage ratio was 1.68 times and coverage ratio was 6.61 times. As of September 30, 2021, over 90% of the debt was denominated in Mexican pesos as the refinancing strategy conducted in the first half of 2021 mitigated the exchange rate. Meanwhile, 98% of the debt is subscribed at a variable rate and the remaining 2% at a fixed rate. Now, we are nearing year end and from a financial point of view, we will be aiming for the following objectives. First, firm EBITDA generation committed for 2021, focusing on the quality of our products and profitability of each business. And the second, we commit financial discipline through a strengthened cost and expense control towards year end to improve working capital without jeopardizing the operability of our different business units. With this, I conclude my remarks. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment.
Our first question comes from Kazuo Okamoto with Apalache. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for the call. I'd like to ask some questions regarding your business units, if I may. For the metal products division, once commodity prices decline, will the company maintain these higher prices to increase margins? And the second one would be, given the problems that the U.S. labor market is going through, the end of the period of government support and increases in the prices of inputs such as energy, what is your growth forecast for the Building Systems U.S. division during the next quarter? Thank you.
Hi, Katsuo. Thank you for your question. Addressing to the fiber cement business we have in the U.S., first of all, it's important to highlight that the fiber cement business in the U.S. is the fastest growing category for siding in the U.S. We have seen a growth of 8% per year, sustainable with sustainability for the last 20, and we, with fiber cement, representing about just 30% of the total siding market. So, first of all, in the demand side, we are in a very good fit on the fiber cement in the U.S. We have to highlight that fiber cement is the best price quality option compared to alternatives like engineered wood or vinyl. And in this price range, we have been increasing our price this year for about 20% to offset the incremental cost of as you mentioned, the some raw materials like cellulose or PVA or other fibers. If we also, as you mentioned, also the incremental cost of labor, then it is in the U.S. as I mentioned, and where we are going to do our expansion plans, and where we will focus the growth not only with these expansion plans in the U.S. but also with future expansion in LATAM. So we foresee this fiber cement business to grow in the near and medium term as the U.S. continues to pull demand on especially the residential housing. I don't know if this answered overall the question.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question or comment, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Again, that's star 1 if you'd like to queue up for a question. And that's all the questions that we have at this time. We'll turn the floor back over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you all for being in our call today and for your interest in Dementia Materiales. We will focus on keep the good trend of the business in the U.S. and Latam, the implementation of our expansion and operational efficiency projects to develop higher added value products, and to boost profitability in all our businesses. Please do not hesitate to contact Iris if you have any additional questions or comments, and we are looking forward to seeing you in the next call. Thank you very much.
This does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you again for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time and have a great day.